Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Episode 54. Today, we're reading Chapter 54 of the novel, In Family Drama Just Won't Stop, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? John 11:25-26. The devil sure got a whipping, Brother Montague said on the way home from church, and I am so glad he did. He won't be showing his face here for a while. I feel sorry for her. Sister Montague's soft heart kicked in. Me too, Monica said. What's whipping the devil? Tiffany asked. That's when the devil uses people to try to cause a problem for you and it backfires on them. And that's what happened today, Brother Montague said. Now are you ready to eat, young lady? Because if you are, Sister Montague has a treat for you. I sure am. Church always makes me hungry. Mrs. Heron and her ex-husband pulled up behind the Montagues in the driveway. You have a beautiful home, Mrs. Heron said to Sister Montague. Come on, Mama, let me show you my room. Tiffany started to pull her mother in the direction of Monica's bedroom once they entered the house. Wait a minute, young lady, Mr. Heron said. Remember, you're a guest here and you don't go running through the house. Why don't you go with the ladies? Yes, sir. The ladies headed into the kitchen and in a short time, they were calling the men to the table. After the blessing, Mr. Heron was the first to speak. Sister Montague, I want to thank you again for having me over on the spur of the moment. Everything looks delicious. My wife is from the islands, St. Kitts. This is one of their native dishes, curried chicken and rice and beans, Brother Montague said. I thought I detected an accent. Don't worry, all black people eat chicken, rice and beans no matter how it's prepared, Mr. Heron said. Amen to that, brother. Brother Montague was apologizing to me for having to come on a Sunday like today, but I told him I'm glad I did, because I believe how a church handles its problems says a lot about that church. Your pastor sure did get down, Mr. Heron said, as he wiped his mouth with his napkin. He's a true man of God, and he doesn't take any mess, Brother Montague said. I can tell. Tiffany has been begging me to come to your church, and so has Gloria. I keep promising. No, I'm glad I did, Mr. Heron said. Do you go to church anywhere? Brother Montague asked, after taking a sip of his iced tea. We used to, but it was an old traditional one. Grandmama went, Mama went, and so we all went. More out of habit than anything else. I stopped going a little before Gloria and I got separated. It didn't seem that church could help us in our situation, not with all the shouting from the pulpit. Yeah, I used to go to one of those churches. The musician controlled the service with his music. The pastor sings a sermon, and I could not hear a word he would say. My wife was used to the straightforward preaching, where you hear every word the pastor says. She walked me out of that confusion that I was in. You need to hear the word if you're going to obey it, Brother Montague said. The ladies nodded in agreement. Now that's it. I've been trying to figure out what was so different about your church. Now I know. I could hear every word the pastor was saying. I can still hear his message ringing in my ears. That makes a difference, Mr. Heron said. Mrs. Heron marveled at how well Tiffany was eating. She was overjoyed that her husband, Charles, had come to the church with them. She saw a difference in his whole attitude and demeanor. And ever since that touching message of Pastor Richardson's, she felt she owed him an apology for her attitude and behavior throughout their marriage. She was often out with her girlfriends when she knew she should have been home with him and Tiffany. Of course, it's oftentimes easier to see wrong in others but not in yourself. Ever since she apologized, things had gotten much better between them. She shared with him that she and Tiffany had started going to New Mount Zion Church and how it had made an impact on her life, and she humbly shared with him her desire for them to get back to being a family again. We'll see, was all he would say. At least when they spoke now, it was not tit for tat. She actually enjoyed speaking to him again. This might not be any of my business, Brother Montague said, but are you two still separated? Yes, we are, but we've been talking about getting back together. Gloria called me a few months back and told me she had started going to this church, your church, and how it's making an impact on her life. By just talking to her since then, I can tell. Mr. Heron glanced over at his wife. That's why I'm still there after 10 years. It has and is making a difference in my life and in my family's life. Under Pastor Richardson's teachings, I am learning to be a better husband, my wife's learning to be a better wife, and Monica's learning to be a better daughter, and all of us are striving to become more like Jesus. How do you like this food, brother? No offense if you do not like it. Sister Montague, this is delicious. Gloria, you ought to get this recipe. I hope you don't think badly of me if I get seconds of this chicken. The roast is great also, Mr. Heron said. Oh no, go right ahead. It makes me feel good that you want seconds, Mrs. Montague said. Miss Tiffany here is just having a good time. Mrs. Heron could not hold back a laugh. What are you trying not to laugh about, Gloria? Mr. Heron asked. He loved to see his wife smile. She looked beautiful to him today. He had been quite surprised the day she had called him and apologized for the damage she had caused in their marriage. She asked for his forgiveness. He knew she was sincere because she was a proud person who always thought she was right. He gave her a hard time, taunting her, saying she was just doing all this apologizing because she wanted something from him, even though he knew she had never really bothered him for anything, even while they were separated. She just wanted him to spend time with Tiffany. Normally she would strike back, but she didn't say a word, just listened and then pleasantly said goodbye. Another time when he had picked Tiffany up to take her to a children's movie, they talked for a while after he dropped her off. She was excited about her new faith and her new church. Even Tiffany was unusually talkative about their new church and about Monica. He loved his new wife, and he was seriously thinking about getting back with her. After all, neither of them had signed off on the divorce papers yet. Over the past few months, though, he had been seeing another woman and was beginning to have a special liking for one. Yvette. Well, he would just wait and see. After the meal, everyone took their dessert to the living room except for Monica and Tiffany, who went to their room to play games and watch a movie. Brother Montague, Mr. Heron said after they had settled down in the living room, Gloria was telling me that she asked Jesus to save her, and now she knows for sure she's going to heaven. I don't understand that. I always thought you had to join the church and make sure you give your 10% to the church. That's what I used to believe too. But that is nowhere in the Bible. In fact, all throughout the Bible it tells you to simply believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I didn't know how powerful this other verse was that I learned in Sunday school until Pastor Richardson explained it to me. That verse is, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Man, that's it? That's all I have to do? Mr. Heron asked. Yes, that's all. I can show you some more verses if you aren't in a hurry to go home, Brother Montague offered. Oh, no, I'm in no hurry. Are you, Gloria? Mrs. Heron shook her head no. At Brother Montague's request, Sister Montague brought him his Bible. Then she and Sister Heron joined Monica and Tiffany, where both sets of eyes were glued to the computer screen watching a movie. They scooted over on the bed to make room for their mothers. Now, Sister Heron, I hope you don't think I'm being nosy, but how are things looking as far as you and your husband getting back together? Oh, I don't think you're being nosy. If it were not for Monica, I would be living the same depressed life without God. Now I have a future that's secure with or without Charles. But to answer your question, things are looking up. For him to come to church today and to join us here for supper, is God working? He has not given me a definite yes. He said, I'll see, which is how he always answers when he's going to do what you ask him. So things are looking up. Well, he seems genuinely happy to be here with us. He's certainly no hurry to leave. You know, I felt something flutter in me as he was talking at the table. I couldn't help but to think back to when we first met and the early years of our marriage. As I think about it, we had a lot of good times. It felt good to see him genuinely laugh again and not have the serious won't smile disposition, Mrs. Heron said. Well, you've certainly made a positive impression. I believe he's seen a definite change in you. I thank God for that. Look at that. Sister Montague was pointing to Monica and Tiffany. Tiffany had her head on Monica's arm and was curled up on the bed. Monica's other arm was hugging her. She must have had Monica running all weekend, Mrs. Heron whispered. Oh, Monica loved it. Tiffany's like a little sister. I heard them making plans to sleep over again. We can finish the movie. It's one of those that you can watch over and over and never get tired. That's fine with me. I really like the serene atmosphere of your home. It makes me not want to leave. It's all because of Jesus, sister. You are all welcome here any time. Brother Montague and Mr. Heron were intent on their Bible study. He had a lot of questions, even though he was already convinced of the way of salvation through belief in Jesus Christ and through the change he had already seen in his wife and Tiffany, who was always happy now. I'm convinced of all you have shared with me. What do I do now? He asked. Well, Romans 10:13 says, Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon the Lord means to pray to him and ask him, or rather tell him that you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ died for you, was buried, and rose from the dead, and then ask him to come into your heart and save your soul. I'm ready. I won't delay any longer. Brother Montague led Mr. Heron in prayer, affirming his belief in Jesus Christ. Dear God, I come before you just as I am. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose from the dead. I believe that he is the only way to heaven and eternity. I'm sorry for all the sins I have done. Please forgive me, and please come into my heart and save my soul. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen, and welcome to the church family. You are no longer Mr. Heron. You are now Brother Heron. Brother Montague exclaimed, rising to shake his hand. You know, I feel like a load's been lifted off of me. Thank you for taking the time to explain it all to me. Man, I feel good. Oh, no thanks needed. I'm just one beggar telling another beggar where the bread is. I like that. Brother Heron looked at his watch and exclaimed, Where has the time gone? It's 7:50 already. We best be headed home. I'll be in church next Sunday for sure. Brother Montague called the ladies, who were thrilled at the good news. Brother Heron gave his wife a hug. Thank you for not giving up on me, Gloria. We'll work it out. Where's my baby girl? Both her and Monica are sound asleep. I'll go and get them, Sister Montague offered. It did not take much prodding to awaken the two. The Herons are leaving, Sister Montague said. So soon, Monica said. Come on, give me a hug. Thanks for a great weekend, Tiffany. We have to do this again real soon. Tiffany ran and jumped into her daddy's arm. I have some good news for you. I just asked Jesus to save me, he told her. Yeah, does this mean that you're going to heaven with me and Mama? It sure does, baby. We all three are going together, Brother Heron said, giving his daughter an affectionate squeeze. Go ahead with your mother to the car. I have one question to ask, Brother Montague. The ladies stepped outside. The sun was casting its last rays across the evening sky. As the ladies headed to the car, exchanging hugs and goodbyes, Brother Heron said to Brother Montague in a low voice, I'm going to get back with my wife for sure. I just have one concern. I've been seeing this other lady who is under the impression that I had made a clean break from my wife. I don't want to cause a stir. I am supposed to meet with her tonight. But to tell you the truth, I'd rather be with my wife and daughter. What's the best way to handle it? Just be truthful. I learned almost the hard way that it's best to be upfront. God honors that. I think you should call this woman and tell her you can't see her anymore and that you're getting back with your wife and daughter. Tell her you just got saved and you have to do right. You can use a phone inside to call her, Brother Montague said. Brother Heron accepted the offer and made the phone call. She's mad, brother. Just pray for me, he said after the phone call. I sure will. God will work it out. You just stay true to Him. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give Him the pen by trusting Him with the life He gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that He wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask Him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 10, 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have broken your laws. I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you until next time.